What's up, family? You are tuned into Law and Disorder, a podcast where we expose the cracks in our system, agitate for resistance, and collectively build a new world in which all of us can thrive. From KPFA Radio and the Pacifica Network, I'm your host, Kat Brooks.
On Friday, October 3rd, the Alameda County Board of Supervisors will consider adopting an ethical investment policy that, if adopted, would enshrine divestment into the county's investment policy, making us the first U.S. county to divest from Israel in support of boycott, divest, sanction campaign in such a way. Joining us to discuss is Cynthia Kaufman, an activist with the Bay Area chapter of Jewish Voices for Peace. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me. And I will donate as soon as I'm done, okay? Because it was a sustainer and it lapsed. So just wanted to say.
Right on, Cynthia. I appreciate that. Cynthia, we don't have a ton of time because it's fun drive. Yeah. Talk to the listeners. You all have been running this campaign since May of 2024, I think, according to the press release I got. What are the demands? What is the campaign exactly? What are you asking the BOS to do?
Right. So, yeah, in May, we started with a conversation with Alameda County Treasurer Hank Levy to ask him to divest from Caterpillar. After not a very long campaign, he agreed to do that. And so that was a really huge, super significant move because Caterpillar is, of course, divested in the genocide and their bulldozers are used to destroy homes in the West Bank and that sort of thing. So now that same treasurer has put on the agenda an ethical investment policy that would ask the county to divest from human rights abusers. And so then, you know, the Israeli occupation counts for that, and also environmental destruction and other things. So it's a sort of a broad-based ethical investment policy. October 3rd. So next Friday is coming before the Board of Supervisors. And so we're asking people to show up and also to write their supervisors to pass this ethical investment policy.
So this isn't, it's a good thing because there's lots of human rights abusers, unfortunately. Yeah. It's not a good thing. There's lots of them. It's a good thing that it's wide. I know, you know, but people like to take my words and make them say other things. So I got to be clear. It's not just Palestine focused. This is a wide swath.
Correct.
So just, Cynthia Kaufman, for my own edification, how many human rights abusers are we invested in Alameda County?
Oh, that's actually a really interesting question, because it turns out that we are not invested in ethical human rights abusers in Alameda County. So this is a little bit of a twist. So the idea of a policy like this is to sort of break the consensus that it's normal to invest in human rights abusers and destroyers of the environment and things like that, and to say that's not what we do here and that's not what we're going to do. In fact, Alameda County has a pretty clean portfolio already. And so the idea is to make it a policy and so that then others can follow that policy. There's a campaign that I'm also involved in Santa Clara County, getting them to do that. So that's the idea. So we actually are not in human rights abusers in Alameda County.
I mean, that's good news. So just to say back what I think I deserve, it's to set a precedent that then organizers can pick up in counties where they are invested in companies that support human rights abuse. Okay.
And also to set it as a policy. So if somebody else comes in as a treasurer who's not as progressive as our current treasurer, that would be forbidden.
So if it's not really going to change anything, I mean, you know, I mean, like materially is what I mean. Right. I'm not saying it's not a good idea. I'm just saying materially, it's not going to shift anything. No, nobody's portfolio is going to be impacted. Who is opposing this and why?
There was a huge amount of opposition that came and actually went to the wrong offices, which was kind of funny. They went to Alameda, the city of Alameda, rather than Alameda County, from Kufi Christians United for Israel. So that's a super right-wing Christian Zionist organization that basically hopes that when Jews completely control the Holy Land, as they think of it, then the rapture is going to come and the Jews will all die and the Christians will all go to heaven, right? So it's a really, and they're big, by the way. I mean, that's a huge organization and very connected to the current regime in Washington. And then also the JCRC, Jewish Community Relations Committee has also come out in opposition to this. And the policy puts them in a tough position because we're saying we're divesting from human rights abusers. And if they come in and say, you can't do this because it's bad for Israel, then they're the ones who are making the connection saying that Israel are human rights abusers. So there's a little bit of a trap there, but that's folk from the JCRC are coming out in opposition to this.
What about folks actually on the Board of Supervisors? In my opinion, there's just one progressive on that entire board, but that's just my opinion. What are you hearing from them, if anything at all?
We have three votes lined up.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we think we're going to win this on Friday. We do. And it's really exciting, and it'd be great for folks to come out and be a part of a victory because these are hard times.
It is, and we don't do a good enough job as a movement, myself included, right? I critique, of celebrating our wins, right? This is, we always are like, yeah, but there's still. But that makes people tired, and it burns people out that aren't lifers like you and me. You know, they're like, why do I keep doing this? So, this stuff is important, and to pause and celebrate the win will also be important. Yeah.
I really agree with you. And I think one of the reasons I am a lifer is because I do that, right? And I really encourage people to take every win, no matter how small, is a win, right? And that small wins, you know, build momentum. They build momentum for much bigger change. And so that's really important.
All right, Cynthia Kaufman, tell the people one more again, where and what on Friday, October 3rd.
Friday, October 3rd, show up at the meeting starts at 10 o'clock at the Alameda County Court. Oh my God, these are like the basics that I don't have on myself.
It's okay, it's all right.
Anyway, where the Board of Supervisors meets.
10 a.m., Alameda County Board of Supervisors, right on. And you thank Pamela Drake, who sort of grabbed me by my arm the other day and was like, you're going to be there, right? Yes, yes. If you say I'm going to be there. Yes, yes, Ms. Drake, I will be there. So
I'm so excited that you're going to be there. That's really
security
fantastic.
Screaming because I just said where I'm going to be on Friday. But, you know, it is what it is.
There'll be plenty of security there. Okay.
Right, Cynthia Kaufman, thank you so much for joining us this morning and for your work.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to Law and Disorder, a podcast where we expose the cracks in our system, agitate for resistance, and collectively build a new world in which all of us can thrive. That's it for this episode, family. You can find more information about topics and guests in this episode's show notes. Law and Disorder is produced at KPFA. That's listener-supported radio on the Pacifica Network. The show is produced by Jesse Strauss and hosted by me, Kat Brooks. Our theme music was composed by Steve Raskin of Fort Knox 5. If you like what you heard, please follow us on social media at Law and Dis, that's D-I-S, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Feel free to holler at us about something you heard or send us a show idea at lawanddisorder@kpfa.org. You can also find our content live at 8 a.m. weekdays on KPFA. That's 94.1 FM in the Bay Area. Our show and all of KPFA's programs are funded exclusively by you, the listener. And if you're in a position to support us, please donate today at kpfa.org. Take care of yourself and take care of each other. We all we got, fam.